Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 32 known as annual report. Now this chapter has got a lot of importance as far as business is concerned. This report or this chapter has got a lot of understandings to be done as it is the first hand information available from the company for you all. Unfortunately, none of us has got enough amount of time to read and understand what this annual report is all about. What most of us do, we just listen to our brokers, agents and people, and based on that information we try and decide to invest in shares or not invest in shares. But friends, if we want to benefit by investment in shares, then the most authenticated document, the most important document which can help us to understand the company's functioning is going to be the annual report. In India, as per the mandatory law, every year, every company has to submit or has to prepare annual reports and distribute it to the shareholders, which comprises of the company's performance in the last 1 year. So this particular chapter is going to focus around how the annual reports function and what this annual report is comprising of. Let us now go ahead and see the structure of annual report. Let us now see in this chapter what is going to be the structure. In this chapter, we will be seeing the director's report. What is director's report and how much is the importance of this director's report? We'll also see the auditor's report and what is the implication of auditor's reports on the shareholder's mind. And then we will be seeing the financial statements that are important for understanding of the financial statements as an important component of the annual report. Let us now go ahead and check out the director's reports, its components, its cores, and how exactly it helps in evaluation of the company. Now, director's report. Before that, let us see what is annual report. Most authentic data about company's performance is available in annual reports. Companies have to prepare under Companies Act of 1956, as far as India is concerned, this annual report. So how the company is performing, what exactly company is doing, where exactly company is right now located in the business world, and how company are performing its task, all this can be analyzed with the help of the most authenticated data. And this data is available in a book which company prints every year, and that report is known as what? Annual report. And this report is mandatory, it is compulsory to be filed with the registrar of companies in India, and also this report has to go to all different shareholders of the company as per the Indian Companies Act 1956. Companies use them, so companies are going to use this annual report as a marketing tool, because in that all good things about the company is written, how company is performing, not only good things but the facts about the company is written, and whatever facts which is written, and if this fact is in favorable of the shareholders, if it is in favorable of the company's performance, then the company's people or company's directors use this as a marketing tool to promote how company's performance is there in the market to the shareholders and investors, bankers and different kinds of stakeholders. So companies use them as a marketing tool to create positive image about themselves and management. So company use this particular report to create what? Lot of importance, lot of benefits, so that management can benefit out of it. Lots of pictures and charts are attached or appended to the reports to achieve this objective. So lot of pictures are designed, lot of charts are designed, beautiful it has been sketched, it has got lot of innovations in it, it has got a lot of colors in it to make sure the shareholders or the investors gets attracted to read that book, because that book is the most authenticated book about company's performance. Prudent investor has to go behind these and try to get clear snapshot. Snapshot means what? A view of about company's prospects. So in this annual report also a lot of words, a lot of jargons are used to make this annual report at a very different level. And a prudent, ardent and a very, very, sound investor has to just go beyond these words and try and understand the hidden words about what this report is and how this report can be used as an investor tool for understanding the company's performance, and based on that, the investment should be properly categorizingly should be done. This is how annual report is going to help the investors to understand the performance of the company. Now, going to the dynamics of annual report. The first dynamics of annual report is the director's report. As I told you earlier, that in the annual report, there are going to be written lot of important statements by a lot of different people. The annual report at the outset starts with the chairman's speech. The chairman, what is his view about the company? How does he visualize the company? What is the vision of the chairman? And where does the chairman wants the companies to take away? And that vision what chairman has seen has been interpreted properly by the director's report, because directors are the people who are actually working on the company's achievement of the goals. So director's report plays a very important role as far as annual report is concerned, and that report consists of lot of importance in the market. Director reports enunciates, which means what? Announces management's opinion about the state of the economy and industry in which company operates. So this director's report is going to give us information about what? It will give information about how the management is functioning, how management is working hard to accept the challenge of the economy, and how the company is responding to the challenges available by the economy or the company. The director's report also explains the performance and financial results of the company for the previous year and its goals for the next year. So director's report also informs that how company has performed in the just completed previous year, and what does the company perceives, where does the company wants to reach, what are the company's targets, where it wants to reach in next year, how is going to company achieve those goals. All this particular information is given in the director's report, which is a part of the annual report. This director's report also gives the detailed plan for capacity expansion, new plants, modernization, diversification, new products going to be launched in the market, technological innovation without which it would become static. So director reports gives an overall picture about how the company is going to perform in coming few years. It will give the clear understanding, a snapshot of how company is going to perform its task, like what exactly is been scheduled in the calendar for the whole year about the company's performance, like new product launches, new expansion, new growth, new branch approvals, new branch setup, new machinery to be imported. The whole planner is given in the director's report, which will give an indication that company is on a spring, company is on a roll, that now company is going to expand, for which the company's sales in near future is going to increase, which will give an indication that the company's revenue will increase, and with the revenue increment, what is going to happen? The share prices also is going to rise. All these things are given under the director's report, which is a very important part of the annual report. Let us now go ahead and also see what are the information also available as far as director's report are concerned. In the director's report, we will also find that the director's recommending dividend for the year. In director report, you will also find that what is the dividend that the directors are recommending for the year. The directors also recommend that in as per the last year performance, we recommend to the board that we should give at least 3 rupees per share as a dividend, or 5 rupees per share, or 10 rupees per share, or we want to give 100% bonus. So whatever bonus they are going to issue or give in the market would be a part of the director's report. Also, director's report explains in its management analysis, the threats and opportunities, how the management is attempting to steer the company. Also, this report will give us the information that how management is getting ready to fight the opportunities, grab the opportunities and fight the threats that is going to be faced in the market because of economic changes. Because of economic changes, the prices of currencies may change. The prices of, the cost may increase. How the company is getting ready to fight to these problems and make sure that the shareholders' money, what they have invested in the company, are going to be taken care of very, very authentically and properly. So director's report also gives the details about the, basically, in other words, they give us the report about SWOT analysis, how the company is performing the tasks in the market. If this director report is read analytically, it can guide investor whether more shares should be purchased or shareholding should be reduced. So if you read this director's report very, very authentically, very, very calmly and peacefully, trust me, friends, you will understand one very key word, key thing, that this understanding will give you a judgment that should you now invest more in this company or you should sell off the shares of this company and move out and invest in some other company. So this report helps you to understand all these things. Director report is a very, very important integral part of the annual report. Let us now go to the next report, which is a second part of the annual report. I hope you all have followed the annual report as far as in that the director's report is concerned, as it is very, very critical. The directors are never going to write wrong or bad about the company because it is their company. Though the company would be not in good position, they will write good about the company. Clear with everyone? Now, this is one more person who is an outsider. Who is what? Who is an outsider. That is auditor. And his report has got a lot of authentication in the market. Because his role is to go and check, verify and review that is company's reports or is company's statements are in true and fair view. And are the reports as per the requirement of the laws, rules and regulations been maintained or not? This is what auditor does. Auditor is not only going to check or audit the company's books. There are different types of audit which have been carried out by the auditors. We may have a management audit. We may have environmental audit. We may have, for example, sometimes book audit. I mean, the chartered accountant going and actually doing the audit of the books. We may have sometimes internal audit, we may have external audit, we may have statutory audit. There are so many different types of audit which have been regularly been done for the company's upgradation and their improvement. There is no fraud and this company is a very transparent company. In other words, auditor's report certifies company's compliance. Company's compliance means what? That company is following rules and regulations. So auditor's report certifies that. Auditor's report explains if there are any change in accounting policies followed by the company with regard to the income recognition. So auditors report also give us information that is company for changing any kind of rules, regulations, is company following the same account, I mean stock valuation pattern, is company changing some stock valuation pattern, how the fixed assets are been located, has company sold any fixed assets, has company procured any fixed assets, all such details about how the company's performance as far as numbers is concerned has been analyzed and assessed by this person, that is known as auditor. Also, notes to the report are explained, deficiencies or irregularities if any are noticed by the during the audit. So also the auditor is going to write down a lot of notes to the balance sheet or notes to the report that there are these kind of things which I should company do it properly, the company is not doing this thing properly, company should have been achieved this kind of target. So auditor also gives suggestions, auditor also gives notes to the accounts whatever they have analyzed. And accordingly, that notes has got a lot of valuation because it is writing, I mean, the notes which are written, it is for beneficial of the company. So that is how the notes to the report explain deficiencies or irregularities. That is company deficient in, is company not been up to the mark or is company irregular, regular, how the company is performing will be given with the help of, read with the help of auditor's report, which is a part of the annual report. Next, after seeing the auditor's report, let us see what actually the auditors audit. Auditors actually audit the financial statements. Now, right from the start of the program, you have learned that there are three important financial statements. Yes, can someone tell me what are the three important financial statements? Okay. Yes, Neha, can you tell me what are the three important financial statements? Okay. Yes. Ami, can you tell me what are the three important financial statements? That is second one, very good. And somebody else? Yeah, Kajal, can you tell me? Very good. So the three important financial statements are, first is balance sheet, very good. Second is income statement, which is also called as what? Class, what is also it is called as? Very good, it is also called as profit and loss account. And third, which is called as what? Cash flow statement. So here, the auditor has to analyze these financial statements. And their interpretations will be very, very important for understanding how the company's performance is there in the business. Let us go ahead and see what these financial statements helps the company to actually analyze. As far as financial statements are concerned, the first and the foremost is the balance sheet. Balance sheet indicates the assets and liabilities of the company. How much is the assets and how much are the liabilities the company has to pay back will be analyzed with the help of financial statements, that is balance sheet. Financial statement, as far as balance sheet is concerned, it shows debt equity ratio and thereby company's ability to access funds from the market. It also gives us the sources of funds for assets acquired are shown in the fund flow statement. So it will also give us the information that how much funds the company has acquired in the whole period, how much amount of funds the company needs to pay back to the people, how much there has been revolving of the funds in the business. All these reports, all these analysis, all these technical aspects has been prepared properly and has been shown in the balance sheet, or it has been shown in the financial statements report. In other words, financial statements will give us actual snapshot in numbers, how company has performed, how much money has come in and flown out or gone out. It will be properly analyzed with the help of financial statements. Investors needs to carefully analyze investments made by the company. Inventories held, how are they valued, trade debtors, their age, provision for bad debts as they are adequate, etc. So investors need to carefully analyze a lot of things. They need to analyze parameters like how much is the inventory, that is how much is the stock, how stock has been valued, how much they are supposed to get the money from the debtors, to how many people the company is supposed to make the payment, how much amount of rent the company is incurring, how much amount of expenses the company is incurring, how the company is manufacturing the product, is company taking care of the fixed assets or not, is company maintaining the fixed assets properly or not, do they have contract renewal every year, are they paying insurance premium to the insurance company, so that if there is any kind of discrepancies in the company, they need to claim from the insurance company. So are they having insurance policies for regularly for the company's benefit? Are the company having any kind of transactions been properly recorded or not? Are directors been properly working in the company? All this information is provided in the financial statements, and investors has to continuously monitor those things to analyze and understand that the company has been doing justice to the money. Also, investors has to analyze all these things with the help of these annual reports. How much investment company has done, how much amount of redemption will happen, investment done by the company 5 years back, now this year the money is going to be received by the company, what is the company going to do with this money, will they invest in the business, will they give with this money dividends to the shareholders, how they are going to manage these funds. Every smallest part has to be properly analyzed by the investors, because of the fact that it is investors' hard earned money, and you are an investor. If you want to ensure that your hard-earned money has been properly taken care of, you have to read, you have to analyze, you have to function and work upon the most important and critical book about the company, and that is none other than the annual report, wherein the director's report, the auditor's reports and statements have been prepared for benefiting you, because that gives us the actual snapshot about how company has been performing in the market. Also, balance sheet indicates contingent liabilities that are not included in the main accounts. Balance sheet will also include, will also have a contingent liability. Contingent liability means what? It means the liability which may or may not arise. We are not very sure. Yes, this is a liability, or yes, this is not a liability. This is what basically balance sheet will also indicate as far as contingent liabilities is concerned. These may become payable on the happening of an event. This may also, this will be liable if that act happens. Like for example, company has given a guarantee on behalf of director that this director is a good director, you make him a member, and in case the director runs away, director does the fraud with your money, then what you are supposed to do? Then as a company, I will pay all the losses. So this is a contingent liability. In case director does not fulfill the amount, then the money has to be paid from company's pocket. So any such kind of guarantees, anything, any such kind of technical things been given has to be a part of the balance sheet, and this has to be properly written and mentioned in the financial statements. Management firmly believes that the event will not happen, hence they are not provided in the accounts. But management also, what does management do? Management sometimes believes that this kind of an event will never happen, and that is why they will never mention in the balance sheet or income statements, or they will never mention in the contingent liability. So here it is the role of the auditors, and also as an analyst or investor, you are supposed to take care of that this has been properly mentioned or not. Examples like taxes to be paid, duties claimed by the authorities but disputed by the company, claims by the employees in labor courts, outstanding guarantees, etc. These are few things which are dispute, which are not sure, are such things which are supposed to be a part of the contingent liabilities, and these are supposed to be mentioned. And when these are mentioned, the indications are given and the people are able to understand how the company is performing in the market. Also, like balance sheet, we have got profit and loss account. Profit and loss account summarizes the activities of a company during the year and results achieved. So what does profit and loss account give us indication? The profit and loss account gives us the indication that how the company's operation of the business has happened. Has company been able to achieve any kind of business returns? The money invested in the business for manufacturing of goods and services, has been company able to give any justice? Has the company been able to manufacture the goods, sold the goods in the market, earn some money or not, can be analyzed with the help of profit and loss account, also known as income statement. This profit and loss account also helps investors and shareholders analyze and check out performance appraisal of a company, as well as its management, its competency, foresight and ability to lead. So financial statements as far as profit and loss account will also give us the indication that this company's management has got any foresightedness. Does the management have the competency or skills to lead from the front? Are they being able to always help the company to grow up, or they are not being able to ensure that the company is not going to survive in the market? So all these things would be mentioned in the profit and loss account by checking out certain parameters, like it provides data regarding sales, how much is income of the company, what are the cost companies incurring, what is the depreciation companies charging to the assets, what interest the company has to pay, what are the finance charges the company has to pay to the other parties from whom they have borrowed, and many more such things is what basically profit and loss account would indicate as far as financial statement is concerned. It ends with profits for the year and its distribution over dividends and reserves. So these statements will end where how much dividend the company has company has paid to the shareholders, and how much amount of money is transferred to the reserves. So initially it will be first about reserves and then dividends, and then it will show that the balance amount, that is retained earnings, how much amount of money has been plowed back in the business. So this annual report as far as financial statements is concerned, and in that particularly profit and loss account, will give a lot of indication to the shareholders about company's operations of the business, how operationally beautifully the company has operated the business or not. Also in the annual report, we need to check out the notes and schedules. Notes and schedules means what? The details about each heads in the balance sheet. Like when we get share capital 500 crores. Now this 500 crores is held by what kind of investors can be analyzed with the help of schedules. Schedules means what? The expanded information about each one of the data available in the balance sheet or in profit and loss account. So additional information on items appearing in the financial statement is provided in schedules. So any additional information, how much amount of debtors are there, how much amount of creditors are there, how much amount of fixed assets are there, how much amount of depreciation we have charged, all the detail and additional information will be available where? It will be available in the schedules of the balance sheet or schedules to the balance sheet. They spell out accounting policies adopted by the company, which are generally governed by the accounting standards published by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. So notes basically spells out what are the rules, regulations, norms, conditions and informations which the company has to follow, and is company following all these rules, regulations, norms, terms, conditions which has been mandatorily designed by Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, and they are being able to give justice to the company or not, can be analyzed with the help of these financial statements. So overall, the company's annual report gives a lot of information and insight about how company's performance is. So thus, if I have to sum up the whole annual report, friends, trust me, this annual report is very, very, very important. You know why? Because this is the first-hand information about company's performance. This is the information which company themselves comes to you and tells you, this is what I am and this is what I have done. Read it and come and join me in a party to earn more money. Unfortunately, many of us ignore this document. If you want to take care of your hard-earned money, then make sure you read this annual report. Annual report will consist of a lot of data, but these three things what we have discussed over here, that is first the A, the director's report, B, the auditor's report, and then the financial statements. These three things, if you analyze it properly, it will give you very much insight and it will help you to judge, should you invest, should you not invest? If invested, should you still be invested or should you sell the shares and move out? I hope this has been an eye-opener exercise for everyone listening to this lecture. I had a very great time explaining in this chapter. Hope this will benefit you in long run. That's all from my side. Thank you, friends.